The question was asked, does one have to ask a girl's father for her hand in marriage? There's definitely places where that's the custom, that a guy comes and asks the girl's father for permission that he would like to engage the man's daughter. You can do that. In some places that's considered very polite, and some people will appreciate it. You don't have to do that. By Jewish law, she's an adult. You're not marrying a minor. She has her own mind and makes her own decisions. And the halacha even says that a person may marry someone even though their parent disapproves. So you don't have to do that. Halachically, she doesn't have to have her parents' permission, and you don't have to ask for it. But some parents really appreciate it. Meaning, we had here, a month ago, we had an engagement party where the girl's father said, look at how much derech eretz, look at how much respect this young man has, that before he went to engage my daughter, he came and asked my permission to take my daughter's hand in marriage. And I also know a very good friend of mine told me that when he was dating his wife, she told him, look, if you decide you want my hand in marriage, do me a favor, don't do the mistakes my brother-in-laws did. Don't ask me to get engaged without my father's permission, because my father really holds it against all my brothers-in-law that they don't have that common courtesy. So some people expect it. So I'll tell you an interesting story. My wife and I were engaged or married. It was either the beginning of our marriage or between the engagement and the marriage. And my father-in-law suddenly said in the middle of a Shabbos meal, he said, hey, you know, you engaged my daughter and you never asked my permission. So I said, I'll tell you why. Because if I would have asked your permission, that would have meant that I was willing to accept no for an answer, and I wasn't. So I got out of it. My answer was the truth. I wasn't playing a game. I wasn't about to let him say no. You know, if she agrees and I agree, okay. I'm not. I don't think he would have said no. But there's truth to that answer too. So halachically, you don't have to do it. It is a good courtesy, and it's a nice thing to do. All things being equal, it's not only about her parents; it's also about your parents. The nice thing to do is to have your parents aware of who the girl is and comfortable with the idea when it's possible. So that's a good way to do it. Why not? It's part of showing parents respect. Let them feel comfortable with what's going on. So if possible, that's the nicer way to do it. Yes?
If you were to speak to the girl's father beforehand, you were to, so to speak, ask for permission based on his yes or no answer, because you're sure you want to marry the girl, that's why you're taking these steps towards engagement. If you were to say, I'm going to ask your daughter to marry me, I want you to know that beforehand, so that there's no surprises. I want your blessing also and your approval, indicating that it's going to happen, but so we're on the same page. Is it a wise thing or a strategic thing or anything to do, or better or worse than asking and then going?
I think if you're going to already get the father involved, then ask him. Either do or don't. But to do this half-half, I can see that as backfiring. Because then, if he's expecting it, so then he'll realize that you're not really asking. And if you're not really asking, so there's an element of disrespect in that. I'm saying, if you didn't talk to him, you didn't talk to him. But to come to him and tell him, I just want to let you know this is what's about to happen tomorrow, you know, I'm not sure you gained anything by doing that. Again, you know, very often you have nothing to lose and everything to gain by asking your father-in-law. And I'm not sure if I had to do it all over again, if I wouldn't go and ask my father-in-law. It wasn't in my concepts. Here in Israel, that concept doesn't exist. I haven't heard of anyone do that other than foreigners. So it wasn't something I'd entertain.
My son-in-law just did it in a way that I think was pretty cool. He said, you know, Daniel, I'm very much like your blessing to ask Karen for her hand. And I'm just like, well, if I say no, you know, but you do it in a way where he was like asking permission, but he let it be known it was a respect kind of a thing, and it really was his decision. But I felt good that he asked. I pretended that he was asking me. It's a nice gesture, I thought. But it's not as halfway as you were saying. You know, hey, listen, I'm going to marry your daughter. My goodness, you're blessing. That's going to be a little hooks today.
So it would also be courtesy to ask the father for permission to date his daughter.
I don't think so.
No.
I think that that's part of how it should play itself out with the shadchan, with whoever's setting it up. I don't think so. I once had a parent call me up and say, "How dare you set up my son without asking me?" And I thought that was a chutzpah. I mean, their son wasn't a little kid. He was in his 20s. And if they had an issue that he was dating, they had to clear it with the kid. They don't have to come to me. He's not a little boy. He's in his 20s. If you disagree, they had a good point. He had just been in a car accident. I didn't bite my tongue. I answered her.
The temptation is to say, is your son 12? I mean, you know.
No, she had a point. The kid had a traumatic car accident a few months earlier, which I was unaware of. And she felt that he shouldn't be dating. And I felt that he's not a minor. You feel that way? Talk to him.
What about the father of a daughter? Would it be different?
No.
No?
I think if a person's old enough to get married, they're old enough to decide who they're going to date. I recommend taking counsel with the parent. I think you stand to gain from that. If the parents are normal and they're on your side, so very often you have what to gain from taking their counsel. But at the end of the day, if you're ready to get married, you should be ready to make decisions. And I don't even know of any such practice, of such a social norm, where you ask a person permission before you date his daughter. Never heard of that.
Talk about Fidler.
Who?
Fidler.
Who's that?
Fidler on the roof.
Ah. I guess.